You never know what you guys might throw in
there. There is no time for editing, Ken Nelson. So say it all right the first time, and there's seven words you can't use. And they're just they're the words that your grandmother wouldn't want to hear you say.
Democrat.
We are in Dickinson, North Dakota, at a coffee club. It's funny. I just mentioned to a friend yesterday that I thought would be a great weekly series to have a coffee club that got together and just talked about things, you know, like Cheers only with coffee. And Ken Nelson, it's coming to life right here in front of me in Stark County. We'll talk to Ken in a moment and the longevity of this coffee club and who's all here and what these numbers mean. First, I want to remind you about Certified Piedmontese and the opportunity to be a part of a branded beef program in the Great Plains of America. You as a cattleman have a choice to get paid better for the quality of beef that you produce. And this quality is all about tenderness. Get more details at LoneCreekCattleCo.com. What in the world did you get us into?
I'm not sure. You know, you just kind of wandered in here lost, and we fed you coffee.
You say this coffee club dates back to 1954. Give me the history.
Yes, this coffee group started in 1954 at the Sims Cafe in downtown Dickinson. From there, they migrated to the Ivanhoe. They were there for years and years. And then one day, the Ivanhoe, unfortunately, had to hang it up. So then, the coffee group moved to the basement of the Green Drug Service Center there, and they met every day for years and years there at the same table that the school board met at. So it was all that great intelligence that passed back and forth. And then one day, Dwight Monday, the owner of Green Drug, said, well, he's had enough fun, and he retired. And so we had to find a new home, and we migrated up here into the FSA Service Center because here's where everything happens.
Yeah. In case there's a government subsidy, you want to be close to collect it?
Absolutely. We have promised the government not to plant barley, not to raise milk cows. We definitely want our soybean deficiency payment, and we are looking for anything that's that'll help us through the night.
There is a bit of goodwill that's gathered in a can, and that goes to a good cause, you claim. I don't know that we can prove it, but what is that, Ken?
Well, we actually do some serious gambling here. It goes around, you have to pick a number, and it'll cost you like $1 or $2, maximum $3 every day. And this group has been in business, if you want to call it that, monkey business, since 1954. And we were looking back in the notes of the past people that wrote this in a little tiny binder that nobody could buy for the price that it says on the little sticker. And it's been around since 1954. And we've given away to all kinds of various groups over that time about $50,000 out of a $3 a day.
Yeah, that's a lot of serious goodwill right there, $3 at a time. This is the strangest coffee club ever because a guy in the media business got out a recorder and the local state rep left instead of hoarding the airtime. So I don't understand what's going on and what he has to hide, Ken, but it's been a good time. I just don't know where to go with that other than loose tails. Be gentle, stay firm. See you tonight, Dickinson State.